It's episode 332, and we've got plugins for content paywalls, site search, WooCommerce fulfillment, importing and exporting customers, and cloning widgets. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 60,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall.
And from the beachside bunker in Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we have the usual great roundup of stuff for you here today. And of course, as usual, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. If you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store, subscribing to the show and leaving us a review. And if you have a few minutes, please stop into the YouTube channel where you can catch us live every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Or you can check out there for screencasts, training videos, and more as it's slowly added to the channel.
That's right. Got a lot going on there. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. And we've got a great newsletter that we feature all the latest WordPress news. Make sure you go to our website, wppluginsa2z.com, and subscribe to that newsletter.
Absolutely. The newsletter helps. We're starting to put more and more news and tidbit information in there, so make sure you do subscribe to that. Well, with that all being said, it's time for us to dive right into meat and potatoes time and the rest of the show. Off we go. All right, today we have our usual allotment of six great plugins. And first up, I have one here called WordPress Users, WooCommerce, and Customers Import and Export. And this plugin here is one that I pulled together for a client who was looking to clean up their user database. They had outdated users and miscellaneous in there. And what for them, one of the easiest ways to do it was get it all into a CSV file so they can do better search and delete. And this downloads a great CSV file of everything you need, so you can get in there, manually edit it, change it around, and you can then re-upload the CSV file. But I did find one caveat to this. It doesn't delete something that's on the site, so you have to manually delete stuff when you re-upload. So that's one of the things about it. Pretty decent plugin. It's great for bringing down that data, and it gives you some limitations, like a lot of these plugins bring it down. It brings down everything that is associated with the user. This one here helps you determine which columns you want to export, such as names, login name, user ID, email, password. You can include them or exclude them during the export, thereby getting just exactly what you need to do all of your editing to this file. Anyway, a great plugin, WordPress Users and WooCommerce Customer Imports, and it's the basic. They do have a pro version, so go check it out. I give this a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Very good to do that, especially if you've got a WooCommerce site that's been around a long time and you're going to engage in something like MailChimp or something like that for maybe a newsletter, whatever you want to do. That's a very vital feature.
Yeah, there's
very
another nice. Great use for it.
Yep. All right. I'm going to stick with WooCommerce here in terms of the subject matter for the moment. And this one is called WooCommerce Customer Care. Now, it's great to have WooCommerce on board to take different orders, but what's out there that actually helps you fulfill the order once it comes in? That's a different story, because shipping the product out is the most important part and often also what's the worst part of dealing with WooCommerce. So this plugin is called WooCommerce Customer Care. It is built as a complete customer care system for WooCommerce. You can actually assign users or assign yourself or other people within your website that when an order comes in, it actually auto-assigns to a specific person, one manager or say you're a department head or something like that, that you have specific products that you take care of. John, let's just say you and I had an e-commerce shop together. Mm-hmm. It could assign all of the high-end products, let's say, to you, all the medium-end products to me, and all the low-end products to somebody else. And whoever makes an order, it then goes to, say, that customer service manager to see it through and make sure that it goes all the way through. So it does both auto-assign and self-assign. And it also prevents access. So say, John, if you had one that you picked up, it would prevent me from also picking that up because it knows that you picked it up, which is pretty cool. It also has a running log that tracks all of the changes and everything that happens in between. It's called WooCommerce Customer Care, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. It's excellent to be able to track the stuff from start to finish so that it's always looking the way it needs to be.
Isn't it something that WooCommerce does so much in relation to the e-commerce end, but it forgets to take care of the fulfillment end?
Yeah, well, so fulfillment's very important. It's one thing to collect the money, but it's another. You better deliver on the product.
Yeah, I've even had to do with actual live clients. I've had to actually use Zapier and make it go to a Google Sheet online so that people could see orders rather than having people have to log into WordPress, go in the back end, all that other stuff. Wow. It just seemed too hard for them in the past. And we had to kind of make a different means for them to display what the orders were.
Oh, absolutely.
Something like this actually prevents all of that. So if that's a common mistake happening within your e-commerce site or the ones that you develop for clients, this is probably a good solution for you.
That it is. All right. Well, that brings us up to the point here where we want to let everyone know this show is currently sponsored by the following people and or businesses. And it's currently sponsored by johnoverall.com, WordPress and web services. And finding quality WordPress hosting and support can be a challenge. Well, you can drop that stress by contacting johnoverall.com web services. We can help you eliminate your WordPress stresses, solving your WordPress emergency issues, or doing the more day-to-day items such as finding that perfect plugin, helping you move to a new hosting provider, or even providing quality WordPress hosting. With 20 years plus experience online, over 8 years dedicated to WordPress, johnoverall.com provides all your web services needs from hosting to WordPress development, repairs, and emergency malware removal on your website. Visit johnoverall.com or call me at 818-850-7729 or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And anyone listening to this show, we know that you have a passion for WordPress. Why not write about something unique within WordPress? I am now the WordPress editor and head curator for Smashing Magazine, one of the biggest web design resources online. And I'm looking for folks to write great articles about different facets of WordPress. So if you'd like to do that, get a lot of exposure to yourself and your work, then visit marcuscouch.com/smashing. And I will reply back with more information right away with an autoresponder, give you all the different guidelines, everything that needs to be done. It's a great way to contribute to the WordPress community, get exposure, and get a few $100 for yourself just for the effort. So check it out, marcuscouch.com/smashing.
Absolutely. And if you're in need of some research or stuff to help you find your way, go check out Smashing Magazine's resource library of WordPress articles. Really great stuff there.
Yes.
All right, well, this brings us up to our next couple of plugins. And the next one I have for you is one that I did, or Marcus did review last week, and I made brief mention of, that I tried to review it, but I was having problems with it. And initially, I loaded it up on a live website, and that's my sandbox area, and I couldn't get it to load, and I assumed it was due to a conflict with all the other mess I had in there. And it, sure enough, it turned out that way. I managed to get it tested and loaded on a clean dev site, and it's on a on local development site, and it loaded up fine, but it loaded up with an error in the code. And once it activated, it worked fine, no further errors, but it was an activation error. And I moved that error on to the developer so that he could take a look at it. But afterwards, I did check the plugin out. It's a pretty nice plugin for getting in there and hiding the plugins from other users in your website, preventing them from turning them on or off, or hiding the ability to them to try and do updates to them. All in all, really great and simple in its idea, and it's a very simple way to take care of that issue. Check it out. It's called Hidden Plugin, and hopefully the error will go away. And for most live sites, you might not even see the error when it comes up. It only comes up when you've got it set to show you PHP debugging. So anyway, go check it out. It's called Hidden Plugin, and I give it a 3 Dragon rating.
Very interesting. Yeah, I did not get that error, but that's because I must have that error logging turned off.
Well, error logging is turned off by default, but I found that right. The local dev site I have, it's turned on by default, so you can find all the little problems you're having.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And just to differentiate, John has his own hosting server and also local development that gave him those problems. I used a managed host setup, WordPress managed host. So. Just the differences.
It's the interesting thing about WordPress and so many hosting providers out there. Everyone does it differently, and sometimes some things will work in one spot and won't work in another because of whatever the configurations might be.
Right. So. Okay, well, I am going to review something next that's pretty cool. It's called Donate to Access Content. Now, this is a sub-plugin for the Give Donation plugin that we all know and love. If you haven't seen it yet, it's pretty cool. It's called Give. It's a full setup for taking donations. This one is actually a add-on to that. So once you install Give, and I've got the link to that in the show notes, and you install this plugin, it allows you to actually restrict a specific page or a piece of content on your website until somebody has made a donation. And once a user has made the donation, it unlocks that particular page for them. So you can choose as an administrator to restrict the content of the site via a short code, or you can restrict an entire website, or as I said before, a particular page, post category, post type, all that stuff, all within one specific plugin. This one, Donate to Access Content, really nice plugin. It's on the back of the Give Donation plugin, and I rated this a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That's quite useful. And if we had enough decent content, I think I'd add it to our site to lock it down and get some donations in.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to. Yes. That's why I brought this up.
Leading that up, and this talks about our show as a value for value model, meaning that if you get any value out of it, please give some value back. A cup of coffee, you know, figure it in any way you can. You know, weekly donations, monthly donations, anything to help support the show. After all, it does take time to produce, plus we have to pay for bandwidth, transcripts, and more. So anyway, this week here, we would like to make a shout out to our donors here. All those who came in below $50 will remain anonymous, and we thank you very much. And this week here, that's all we got. Just thank you to all donors below $50.
Yeah, those donations really help out. And John and I do a lot on the back end for the site and for the show. And we do appreciate all the donations. They definitely help. They don't go to gas money or anything like that. They go right back into promoting and improving the show.
Absolutely. And also, just a brief reminder, next week we are hitting episode 333. Go support the show by creating a weekly donation of 333.
Yeah, that is a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great number, too. All right. This brings us to our final set of plugins for today. And what I have for you this week is Site Search 360 as a plugin. And this looked like a very interesting thing. And it is another search plugin in my never-ending quest to find a better search function for WordPress, because after all, their built-in search function basically sucks, for lack of a better term. Unfortunately, though, this plugin isn't going to solve the problem on our site that I was hoping for, but it still looks like a pretty decent plugin. It is a third-party service that you got to sign up for, and then it grabs all your data and indexes it for you and gives you some nice displays. And then on their control panel, you get to see some stats about people, how they're searching your site, et cetera, et cetera. It looked to be quite useful. I didn't realize it was a total third party. I myself was unable to thoroughly test this site because I wasn't going to put it on a live site, because I'm leaving my cowboy coding days behind me and I'm slowly working. I've been working the last couple months to do local development, and I finally hit the point where almost everything is going to be local development now. So I decided to test this. This plugin would not activate on a local development system because it needs a live active domain before it will register for you. So anyway, looks like a great plugin. Go check it out. Site Search 360. And at the moment, I give it a 3 Dragon rating.
Very nice. All right, we've had kind of a weird mix of plugins today.
We have.
And I'm going to leave off on a high note. This one is called Duplicate Widgets, or Duplicate Widgets, whichever one you prefer. It is a very simple plugin that you install and activate that lets you duplicate your existing widgets with just one click. It's made for easier management of widgets, especially if you have a lot of widgets with similar configurations, which a lot of my websites do. Essentially, this plugin gives you a clone link where you typically would see just close and delete. And all you have to do is clone that widget, and then it makes a little copy of the widget for you, places it right under the original widget, and then you can drag and drop that in position wherever you need to. So this can save you tons of time that you are doing site development and helps you to develop and replicate complex widgets with just one click. It's called Duplicate Widgets, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. We finally hit something high today. Nice work. Well, that closes this one out here. I covered up in this episode WordPress users and WooCommerce customers import export basic. Four, and I gave it a 4. Hidden plugin, and I gave that one a 3. And then Site Search 360, I gave that one a 3.
And I talked about WooCommerce customer care, gave that one a 4 out of 5. Donate to Access Content gets a 4 out of 5, and Duplicate Widgets gets a 5 out of 5.
Excellent roundup plugins today. All right, some little bits of promotions, tidbits here. I'd like to ask everyone to join me in supporting men's health and family issues by donating through my Movember campaign page at mobro.co/johnoverall. And you can see my great beard and mustache that's coming out here if you go look at the YouTube stream or the YouTube video. And it's itching like an SOB, but I'll be glad when it's done so I can shave it off. But at any rate, I'm suffering through this to raise awareness for men's health and family issues. And I have a goal to raise $1,000. So support me any way you can. Go over to the link on the show notes at mobro.co/johnoverall. And also be sure to go check out a YouTube screencast that goes up later. Watch the add-on parts that I add in here, doing first impressions of the plugins that Marcus reviews. And note to developers, if you want to support the show and you'd like to offer up premium licenses to give away, go to wppluginsa.com/plugin contest and go check out our YouTube channel where we have training videos and more up there. And that's all we've got for you now. Anything else, Marcus?
Nope. Looking forward to next week.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Thursday newsletter for more useful information directly to your email inbox. wppluginsa.com is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa.com/donate and choose one of the weekly donation levels or make one that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing to the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe to us on YouTube or follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa. John can be reached through his website, www.johnoverall.com, or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Marcus can also be reached through his website at marcuscouch.com or Twitter at marcuscouch. Thanks for watching and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Okay, this is the back half of the show. For those of you that head over to the YouTube version, and for those of you listening on the live stream, if you've listened this far, go on over to the YouTube version to check out the piece that comes after next.